What can be greater than getting married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to become one of Ummahatul Mu'mineen? Now, she went to the king of Al-Habasha to confirm what the servant told her. The king in Najashi said, yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me to ask you for him in marriage. She said, of course, I agree. Now, we said, subhanallah, Habiba or Ramla was the only wife out of all wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that her nikah was performed by a king. And Najashi himself performed her nikah. He called the Muslims who were in Al-Habasha, Ja'far bin Abi Talib and the rest of the Muslims. He asked for two witnesses, just like we do our nikahs. And he asked her, do you have a guardian? Of course, she has no guardian. He said, then who would you like to be your guardian? She chose one of the companions. His name was Khalid ibn Sa'd, who happened to be there in Al-Habasha too. So Khalid was her guardian. They did the nikah, and her mahr was given to her by Al-Najashi on behalf of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why we can say the only wife that her mahr was paid to her by a king was, again, Ramla bint Abi Sufyan. The only wife that her nikah was performed by a king was Ramla bint Abi Sufyan. So again, to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her all this honor because she was patient. And at the same time, the only wife that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to without being there. He was not there. He was in a different country again, and she still got married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the funny thing is, after the nikah was done and everyone is happy and everything, the people were about to leave. So the king and Najashi said, where are you going? They said, we're done here. We did the nikah and we're about to leave. He said, you cannot leave without walima. So you see, the walima is important. I mean, he said, from my knowledge, we said he was a Christian and he accepted Islam. There is no prophet that gets married except that he does a walima. That's what I know. So isn't that in your religion too? They said, yes. He said, then I will beg. And again, the only wife that her walima was prepared by a king was Ramla bin Abi Sufyan. Again, look at all the honor. I mean, when I make a walima, that's nice. But when the king makes a walima, he make a big walima. And he made a big walima and he invited everyone. And again, look at, because she was patient, Allah rewarded her a great reward. She got married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who did nikah was Najashi, the king. The one who gave her the mahr was Najashi, 400 dirham he gave her. And the one who did the walima for her, again, was Najashi, king of Al-Habasha.